Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We live in a world that often approaches a relationship with God like a spiritual vending machine. We insert a prayer and expect an immediate result. But what happens when the desired outcome doesn't appear? The account of Jesus in his hometown of Nazareth, however, reveals a startling truth. The barrier to receiving God's power is seldom his unwillingness to give, but often our inability to receive. This inability is rooted in a heart of dishonor and unbelief. When we truly honor God, we position ourselves to receive from him. For it is through the open hands of a reverent and trusting heart that his blessings flow most freely. Get ready to discover how honoring God positions you to receive everything he has prepared for you in today's message titled, Honor, the Key to Receiving. Let's join in.
Do you want to receive from God? Then honor him. My friend, God has a lot of things that he wants to give us. There is a lot of things that he wants to do in our lives. But we have to understand that honor and faith actually go together. I have to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, but I also must value him in my heart. As we believe that he is the Messiah, we must also value him in our heart. I have to honor him as able to do in my life what needs to be done. Honor is so important. I don't just believe and trust him as a person. Yes, that's important, but I also esteem him as able to heal my body. I honor him as able to prosper me financially. I honor him as able to forgive my sins, wash me clean as white as snow, and cleanse me from all uncleanness, my friend. So what am I communicating to you? It's not just that I trust him to do something for me, but I esteem him as able to do it. When I honor him in that place or in that position, and I trust him with my heart, then I am in a position where I can receive from God. The Bible described Jesus as a prophet without honor in his own hometown. God wants you to honor him and honor his word. Let's look at Mark chapter 6 from verses 1 to 6. I think many Christians are familiar with this scripture. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. That's what the verse 1 says. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? That's what they said. Where did this man get these things? They asked, was this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. That's incredible. They were offended. Verse 4, Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. So the Bible says that he could not do any miracles there except lay hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. So you see, the Bible is saying that Jesus couldn't perform many miracles in his own hometown of Nazareth because of the people's lack of faith in him. They didn't honor him because they knew him personally and were skeptical. They did not believe he was the Messiah, and their unbelief prevented many miracles from happening there. That's what the Bible is accounting for us. The Bible says that the people of Nazareth took offense at Jesus because they were familiar with him and his family and did not believe he could be a Messiah. Can you believe that? They didn't honor or esteem him as somebody who could do what he says he could do. So Jesus himself said, A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives and his own home. Because the Bible says somewhere that even his own brothers did not believe in him. You see, the people of Nazareth had known Jesus since his childhood, making it difficult for them to honor him and see him as anything other than local carpenter's son and not the Messiah. Their lack of respect led to a hardening of their hearts and stubbornness, preventing them from accepting his extraordinary claims and works as being from God. You see, I hope that will not be your portion. Instead of honoring him, Jesus encountered contempt and apathy because of their limited view of him. And many of us sometimes face this. You need to understand that we honor God to receive from him. And if you don't, we will hold back our miracle. I'm telling you. So these people, their lack of faith created an atmosphere where Jesus was amazed at their unbelief and could not perform many miracles, except for healing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. The Bible says that Jesus was able. That's important. He was able and he was willing, but he could not do it because they could not honor him. Jesus' power was not limited. That's the important thing to note. But that divine power is often hindered by lack of human belief and receptiveness. Receptive hearts receive from God. If you are ready to receive, you will get it from God. Honor God. Have faith in him. Trust in him. And believe that the nature of God is that he can do what he says he can do. So honor is one of the ways that we receive from God directly, I'm telling you. And also through other people. You know, I cannot receive from another person if I don't honor and esteem them for who they really are. I can't. If I don't honor them, I don't respect what they have. I cannot receive from them. So, you know, it is said that the anointing you respect is what you receive. You must honor or respect a spiritual gift or anointing to receive its benefit. It's so important. Disrespecting an anointing or the person God has placed it upon can create a barrier, can create a hindrance, can create obstacle to receiving from that spiritual source. You must respect men and women of God in order to access the spiritual blessings associated with them. It's so important, my friend. A lot of people receive from great men and women of God because they esteem them, they respect them, they honor them. But I know a lot of people that do not honor some servants of God and cannot esteem them, and they don't receive anything that they have to give. The anointing of the Lord is simply the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in manifestation. And God has placed this upon believers. All believers who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit have this anointing. We need to believe and release this anointing, not ask and wait for God to anoint us. You have got that anointing. Everywhere you go, you are a problem solver. You have the power of God upon you, and those who honor that power will receive its benefits. Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." We receive power by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by baptism of the Holy Spirit. And God flows through us. His power flows through us. Everywhere I go, I can pray for the sick. I can cast out demons. I can bring solution to people's problems. It's not my power, but the power of the Holy Ghost. So the Spirit of God is upon believers because he has anointed us to proclaim the good news of the gospel to the nations and to bring deliverance to the people who are in bondage. He has sent us to heal the sick and cast out demons. But only those who honor or respect the anointing upon our lives will receive from us. You see, The anointing you respect is anointing you receive. Whatever you respect is what you receive. That's why God sends us people in our life to bless us. Jesus Christ went to his own hometown to bless them, but they did not honor him. They did not respect him because they knew him as the carpenter's son. And because of that, they were not ready to receive. People come into our lives and their purpose is to bring God's provision to us because God's power flows through them. That's why people are around us. That's why anointed men and women of God are around us. The ones you respect will be able to impart into you what is essential for the next steps to your destiny, I'm telling you. You know, the disciples respected Jesus. They respected him. So they were imparted with the Holy Spirit. Their anointing was dependent on how they respected Jesus. So allow what you respect to impart what God has destined for you. Do you respect the Holy Spirit power upon your life? Then you must be able to exhibit his power everywhere. And those who honor that anointing will receive. So God has anointed us to bring solution to people's spiritual problems. But only those who honor the anointing on our lives can receive from us. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, from verse 15, that, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. You see, in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take out serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. God has anointed his people, his followers, his disciples. But people can receive only if they honor them, only if they respect those anointing. Respect leads to reception. Honoring a person or a gift creates an open channel for God's power to flow through that person to you. I'm telling you, believe it. If you disrespect, you create a barrier, you create a hindrance, you create an obstacle. You see? Rejecting, dishonoring, or speaking ill of a person or an anointing will repel the very blessing you might desire to receive. So as you find in Mark chapter 6, Jesus was unable to perform many miracles in his own hometown. Why? Due to lack of honor. They didn't honor him. They just thought, oh, it's just a carpenter. It's just a carpenter's son. So it's applicable also to how believers interact with spiritual leaders. You know, how we respect their office and calling. That can lead to receiving from them the anointing upon their lives. Honor is a huge component in terms of our relationship with God. So Jesus couldn't perform many miracles in his own hometown, Nazareth, because the people refused to honor him. He couldn't do mighty works there because of their unbelief and preconceived notions about him. Because they knew him as carpenter's son and struggled to honor him and accept him as the Messiah. So this lack of faith and familiarity bred hostile and contemptuous attitude, which hindered them from receiving from God. My friend, honor God and receive from him. If you are a believer, keep honoring God and you can receive whatever is God for you. But if you are not a believer, you have even not honored him because God says he wants to save you. But you say, no, I can save myself. Some even don't believe there is God. But Bible says it is appointed unto man to die once and after that there is judgment. God wants to give you abundant life on this earth. The first step is to receive Christ now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.